Self-control. A good many writers on self-control and kindred subjects insist that we shall conscientiously and consciously govern our mental lives. They say, you must get up in the morning with determination to be cheerful. They insist that in spite of annoyance or trouble, you shall keep a smiling face and affirm to yourself over and over again the denial of annoyance. I do not like this kind of self-control. I wish I could admire it and approve it, but I find I cannot because it seems to me self-conscious and superficial. It is better than nothing, and unquestionably adds greatly to the sum of human happiness. But I do not think we ought to be cheerful if we are consumed with trouble and sorrow. The fact is, we ought not to be for long beyond a natural cheerfulness that comes from the deepest possible sources. While we are sad, let us be so, simply and naturally, but we must pray that the light may come to us in our sorrow, that we may be able soon and naturally to put aside the signs of mourning. The person who thinks little of his own attitude of mind is more likely to be well controlled and to radiate happiness than one who must continually prompt himself to worthy thoughts. The man whose heart is great with understanding of the sorrow and pathos of life is far more apt to be brave and fine in his own trouble than one who must look to a motto or a formula for consolation and advice. Deep in the lives of those who permanently triumph over sorrow, there is an abiding peace and joy. Such peace cannot come even from ample experience in the material world. Despair comes from that experience sometimes, unless the heart is open to the vital spirit that lies beyond all material things, that creates and renews life, and that makes it indescribably beautiful and significant. Experience of material things is only the beginning. In it and through it, we may have experience of the wider life that surrounds the material. Our hearts must be open to the courage that comes unbidden when we feel ourselves to be working, growing parts of the universe of God. Then we shall have no more sorrow and no more joy in the pitiful sense of the earth, but rather an exaltation which shall make us masters of these and of ourselves. We shall have a sympathy and charity that shall need no promptings, but that flow from us spontaneously into the world of suffering and need.